Welcome back, listeners, to the fifth podcast of Cricket the World Game. I'm your host, Matthew, from Cricket React. So, today we'll be discussing the T20 series against India and the recent Women's T20 World Cup. Just a quick note, for a few reasons, I'll be ditching the system I used in my previous episode where I read you blogs. Just thought I would let you know. Now, with that out of the way, let's get onto this week's content. The recently concluded three-match T20 series against India ended up in a 1-1 draw, with Australia winning the first game, India the last game, and Rain being the victor in the second game. In the first game, Australia batted first and faced 16.1 overs until the rain settled in. Then, after a break, the Duckworth-Lewis system determined that the match was to be reduced down to a 17-over match, meaning that Australia had to go out and face another 5 deliveries. During our innings, our top order all mainly contributed, with Finch hitting 27, Lynn 37, Maxwell 46, and Stoinis 33 not out. Australia ended up on 4 for 158. Then, going out to bat in the second innings, India required 174 for victory, courtesy of the Duckworth-Lewis system. India started strong with Shikhar Dhawan making 76 of just 42 deliveries. However, in the end, it was India's loss of wickets at regular intervals that was their downfall, handing Australia the win by 4 runs. Adam Zampa was man of the match. The second match did not provide much entertainment for the fans at the MCG, with Australia only facing 19 overs before the rain came. In their 19 overs, the Aussies ended up at 7 for 132, To be honest, our top order got starts, but no one, except for Ben McDermott, who was left unbeaten on 32, went on and made a big score. Throughout the break, the rain was relentless, resulting in the match being abandoned at 10:02 p.m. Melbourne time. The last match in the series at the SCG started with Australia batting first. In this match, our top order batted more consistently, with scores of 33, 28, 27 and 25. These scores ended up boosting the tourists to a fairly competitive score of 6 for 164. However, the Indians came out all guns blazing, scoring 67 runs off just the power play. Although the Aussies did manage to take a few wickets in clumps, it was Virat Kohli's unbeaten 61 not out off 41 deliveries that guided the Indians to a 6-wicket victory. Krunal Pandya was the man of the match, and rightly so. His leggies tormented the Aussie batsmen throughout the whole series. Overall, the series was good to watch, with both sides performing at times. The Women's World T20 series recently wrapped up in the West Indies. The Southern Stars won the tournament, winning their fourth World T20 trophy. The Southern Stars finished the round games positioned second in their pool, with 3 wins and 1 loss. This is a great feat considering the skill of some of the other teams in their pool, like India and New Zealand. Then, as they finished in the top 2, the Southern Stars progressed into the finals, playing a semi against the West Indies and the final against England. Australia won both, of course. The final was a great team performance for Australia. After England won the toss and elected to bat, Australia came up against the likes of Heather Knight, Tammy Beaumont and Danny Watt. However, Australia bowled really well, restricting 9 of the 11 English batters to under 7. Key bowling performances were Megan Scott's 2 wickets at an economy of 3.55, as well as Ashley Gardner's 3 wickets with an economy rate of 5.5. At the conclusion of England's first innings, they were bowled out for 105. Then, coming in confident with a relatively low total to chase, Australia started well, with Alyssa Healy and Beth Mooney scoring 22 and 14. However, it was a 62-run 5th-wicket partnership between Gardner and Lanning that brought the Aussies home. Both batters ended up unbeaten, with Gardner on 33 and Lanning on 28. Ashley Gardner was man of the match for her 3 for 22 from 4 overs, as well as 33 not out with the bat. Overall, the World Cup campaign was a highly successful one for the Australians, and one that will be remembered by those involved for years to come. So, I'm going to wrap up this podcast here today. There's been one more 5-star review since the last podcast. It is from Matt, with a lot of numbers on the end. It reads, "Great stuff. Should pay him." Thanks for the kind review, Matt, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Remember, if you leave a 5-star rating and a review, you'll get a shout-out on the show. Before we end this podcast, I would like to remind you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Cricket React. On the channel, we upload all of the podcasts as well as other interesting videos. A link is in the description of the podcast. Additionally, as you may be aware, I run cricket coaching. From just $10 an hour, you can receive high-quality one-on-one coaching that helps you to go to the next level. Again, for more information such as our website and email, look in the podcast description. Additionally, I've also recently set up the Instagram pages for both my cricket coaching, Matt Love Cricket Coaching, and then Cricket React. Yeah, so I'll place a link for those in the show notes. All right, thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.